All right, so anything changed from last night after the game? You're still pretty proud of the group, obviously.
Of course. The team gave everything they had this year. They left it all on the ice. As I said to you last night, when a team shows up and works as hard as they did every single game and exceed expectations, that's all you can really hope for as a coach, and that's what they did. So I'm extremely proud of the team, and I think they should be proud of themselves as well.
Have you got the people in place amongst veterans to kind of do a Calgary come next season, do you think?
Oh, I think so. I think that we have a lot of good pieces here in that locker room. We still have some exceptional leaders that will be returning next year, as well as some up-and-coming young guys that will be looking to take a huge step in their development. So the future is bright here in Saskatoon, and I would love to get started tomorrow, but unfortunately we have to wait a few months.
A word that's been brought up a couple times, especially for the young players who this is their first time in playoffs, was humbling. You know, you lose in four games, didn't lead at any point in the series, and still played hard, but you really see where that level is when it comes to playoff hockey. What's been the biggest thing that you're hoping the young guys especially take away from these four games against Calgary?
So the biggest thing would be just that's what a championship team looks like. Yeah, I think it was unfortunate that we had to play them in the first round of playoffs. That's a good hockey team over there, but in many ways it's a good thing. Sometimes in life you have to learn lessons the hard way, and that's what's going to have to happen for us. There was a really good team that played us really hard. They didn't give us any time and space. They didn't make hardly any mistakes at all, and that's what it's going to take in a few years for us to, when we want to be a championship team. That's what it's got to look like. So it's a perfect example for an opponent of what we need to be in a few years.
In pretty much every scrum conversation, the words "get better every day" was brought up. Were you seeing that progression now that this season has reached its finish line here?
Absolutely. How else do you exceed expectations? It takes everybody committing to that individually and as a team. And I thought that at the start of the year, I thought it was a great model for us just to focus on getting better every single day. It didn't have to be really big in terms of trying to win a banner, trying to win a division, trying to win a conference. It wasn't about that. It was about development. It was about pushing guys every single day to be their best, and then possibly we could do something special. And even though at the end of the day we get swept in the first round, I do believe that we did something special with this group. A lot of people counted us out, and they just would not roll over and die. They never said quit once all year. Even in the final game of the year, you know, they just pushed right to the final at the end, believing that potentially something special could happen for them. And they deserve something special to happen. And, you know, I thought there's just a lot of valuable experience this year.
You know, a little under a year ago, we were in the dressing room when you got named head coach and talked about how you grew up a Blades fan and just this overall experience. And you only get one first year as a coach. What was this group like, and for them to kind of shape that experience for yourself?
Unbelievable. I couldn't have asked for anything better as a head coach. Like, with the group in that room, like the players, the people that they are, just the energy they brought to the rink, the positive attitude, the compete. They did everything I asked of them and more. And like I said before, I'm extremely proud of that team. I'm very fortunate to work with a group like that. And, you know, it's going to be hard to follow that up next year, but next year the goals and the sights will be set a little bit higher, and there'll be higher expectations for us, and that's something that we're all really excited for.
What stands out to you about this group of 20-year-olds who, you know, leave the WHL here, and especially Ben, with the amount of time that he's played in that locker room and your relationship with him?
Yeah, well, I mean, speaking about all three of them, like, they're all five-year WHL players, right? And that's no easy feat at all. It's a credit to them as players and as people. Like, people think it's easy to play in this league at 20 years old, but not everybody gets to do it. So it's a credit to them, especially being five-year guys. And now, like, Ben Sonnerson, you know, just had an exit meeting with him. We're going to miss him immensely next year. Just a great hockey player, a phenomenal leader, better than I thought he ever would be as a leader, honestly. Like, I knew that he was really good off the ice in the community, really good in the locker room, but he elevated his game when he needed to. He used his voice when he needed to, and he made the rink an enjoyable place to come to every single day. His teammates all looked up to him. Just going through the exit meetings right now, they talked about how when they showed up to the rink, it was always great to see Ben's face, always smiling, always bringing positive energy, always making an enjoyable place to come to. And that's what we needed this year with that young group. It needed to be a place where guys wanted to be and wanted to hang around and wanted to come to work. And Ben deserves a lot of credit for the success of this team this year.
Is there a Sonderson-like replacement on the horizon?
I think so. I think that having him here and guys seeing that type of leadership, I think that it's hard not to want to lead that way and want to be that type of person and leader. So we have some phenomenal leaders in the room, guys that have been with us for 4 years, 5 years. So obviously we haven't chosen a captain or anything for next year yet, but we definitely have our eyes set on a few candidates.
Okay. You had several newcomers come between the end of the Christmas break and before January the 10th. They all performed and did very well and really seemed to pick it up as time went along. But will they still benefit from maybe going through a training camp come late August, early September?
Yeah, for sure. I think having come in and join the team in the middle of the year is never easy. I don't think you ever truly get that comfortable, like especially that late in the season. So I think having them with us for a full season, getting all the systems under their belt, like right from the start, I think will help. And there'll be adjustments to our game. It might be some things that change system-wise, and so they'll have to adjust to that too. But just getting settled into the billet house, getting back into our rink and all that stuff and starting from training camp, I think will be huge for those guys.